Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the R Systems Q1 2017 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar Gaurav. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Karina. On behalf of our system, I welcome all the participants to Q1 2017 at the conference call. I'm Kumar Gaurav, AVP Finance and Accounts. Joining us today on this call is Mr. Vicky Singh, Managing Director, Lieutenant General Vijay Singh, President and Senior Executive Director, Mr. Nandana, CFO. We will start the call with opening remark on performance of the company by Mr. Vicky, followed by financial overview by Mr. Nandana and business overview by Mr. Bandeep Singh, and followed by a closer statement by Mr. Vicky. Subsequently, we will open up for a clear session. Now, I am going to first read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainties. The company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such statements. These statements may undertake revision because of new information, future events, or otherwise. Actual results, performance, achievements could differ from those expressed or employed in such forward-looking statements. With this, I am handing over to Mr. Rehi for his opening comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody. And thank you for being part of this investor call for quarter 2017. First of all, I would like to present an overview of our systems for the benefit of all those who are joining us into this conference for the first time. Our systems was established in 1993 in California as a software engineering company and is now spread across three continents with 15 development and service centers worldwide. Our systems now delivers digital transformation services with new types of innovation and creativity to business in various industries, telecom and digital media, healthcare, finance, manufacturing, supply chain, retail and e-commerce. Our deep industry domain knowledge combined with our expertise in big data, advanced analytics, mobility, IoT, and cloud help in transformation of businesses in this digital age. The value we help create is comparable to the oyster delivering the pearl. The oyster pearl metaphor lies at the heart of all that we do for our stakeholders and is reflected in our tagline, caring, innovating, and transforming. During the quarter 1, 2017, we have reported revenues of rupees 144 crores. The EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 7.6 crores, which is 5.2%. Profit before tax was rupees 10 crores. Historically, Q1 tends to be a weak quarter as clients are still in the process of releasing their IT budgets, and on the other hand, salary raises and visa costs kick in. The margins were further impacted by lower utilization and appreciation of the rupee. We served $21 million plus customers during this quarter and added 5 key customers, out of which 2 have a potential to be USD million dollar plus customers. We are witnessing a good traction towards our product engineering offerings, where we partner with customers in their digital transformation. Telecom and digital media continues to be our largest industry vertical with 29% share of revenues. We continue to have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 278 crores and cash and bank balances of rupees 126 crores. I will now hand over to Nand, our CFO, to take this forward.
Thank you, Mr. Rehi. Good morning to all. Thank you everybody for attending the call. Hope everyone had the opportunity to review our performance of the quarter. I'll first give my comments on the financial performance, which will be followed by General Baldev's comment on the operation, and then finance summing up by Mr. Rekhi, and then Q&A sessions. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was Rs. 144.30 crores or $21.56 million, quarter-on-quarter decrease of 5.93%. Quarter is normally a weak quarter as clients are still in the process of releasing their IT budget. Also, there were delays in start of new projects and some of these orders got postponed to quarter two. Important to mention here, we added 5 key customers during the quarter and around 250 associates in last 1 year to take care of the increased pipeline. Getting out to gross margin, it was 30.13% in this quarter compared to 34.93% last quarter, a reduction of 4.80%. During this quarter, most of the employees get their appraisal normally Q1. Therefore, this quarter is impacted by 1.28% on account of these heavy changes. We are mainly done at offshore centers. Further, the utilization has dropped, as I mentioned earlier, due to delay in start of new projects, and some of these orders got postponed to next quarter. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses increased quarter-on-quarter by Rs. 2 crores. It was Rs. 35.92 crore in this quarter compared to 33.9 crore last quarter. The increase is mainly due to H1 visa filing fee, which is done during this quarter. H1 visa filing fee is done in quarter one. EBITDA this quarter was Rs. 7.57 crores or $1.13 million compared to Rs. 19.69 crores or $2.92 million last quarter. As a percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 5.24% in this quarter compared to 12.8% last quarter. Quarter EBITDA is impacted primarily for reason as explained for gross margin and visa costs. With the present pipeline, we should be in normalized EBITDA in coming quarter. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was Rs. 2.84 crores compared to Rs. 2.89 crores last quarter. Other income this quarter was Rs. 5.40 crores compared to Rs. 3.21 crores in last quarter. Other income mainly consists of interest income and exchange gains. There is an increase in exchange gain due to mark-to-market gain on forward contracts due to appreciation of rupee against USD and euro, as we have booked forward cover at higher rates. As at quarter one, March 31st, we have total forward cover of $12.05 million with average rate of Rs. 70.21 and euro cover of 800,000 with average rate of Rs. 80.03, which I think have already been mark-to-market at closing date of 31st March. Our tax expense was Rs. 4.63 crores in this quarter as against Rs. 6 crores last quarter. Net profit after tax was Rs. 5.26 crores or $790,000 compared to Rs. 18.60 crores or $2.76 million last quarter. The resultant EPS for the quarter is 42 paisa compared to Rs. 1.48 per share last quarter. Coming to the asset side in the balance sheet, total receivables at the end of March 31st were Rs. 105.30 crores compared to Rs. 108.2 crores at the end of December 2016. The receivable in terms of DSO were 52 days as at 31st March compared to 49 days as at 31st December. Cash and bank balance, as Mr. Rekhi said, were Rs. 126.35 crores compared to Rs. 120 crores at the end of December. We have been constantly generating cash from the business, which is reflected in higher cash balances. Our system shareholder fund are healthy, Rs. 278.28 crores at the end of 31st March. With that, let me hand over to General Baldev for review of operations.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Nan. Thank you, everybody, for being on the call. I would like to give you a flavor of global operations and our customers' engagements. We continue to focus on select key verticals like telecom and digital media, banking and finance, healthcare, manufacturing and logistics, and retail and e-commerce. We have been actively participating in various industry fora and various industry events. We are laying special stress and strengthening our presence in the analytics field, in mobility, in IoT, Internet of Things, and cloud. We see lots of potential in these areas, and many of our existing clients have shown keen interest in this segment. First, talking about mobility, we're working on a wide range of technology and devices, such as Android, iOS, hybrid, and web apps, right from app to enterprise call applications. Clients are in pay card, HR, AMS, and other areas. As far as analytics is concerned, our data aggregation platform is now ready and shows good promise for existing and also new clients. Initial traction from speech analytics is there in the IoT segment and also pay card systems. In fact, as I speak to you, we have just gone live on our first ever account in speech analytics last night. It is $1 million plus account over the next 3 years. So there has been our first major breakthrough in the speech analytics field. As far as cloud is concerned, we work on all three leading platforms, that is Salesforce, Microsoft Azure, and AWS. In terms of the new clients, we have added 5 marquee customers in this quarter who hold the potential very good. Our product lifecycle management business also continues to show promise, and we have added significant wins. To mention a few, a leading telecom ISV providing cloud-based communication software to telcos has mandated our subsidiary Computaris, based out of Europe, to redesign and align one of their core products with their newest technologies. A US-based non-profit organization that provides product and services to educational institutions and management students around the world has engaged our systems for developing and fueling their digital ecosystem. An Indonesian bank offering banking products and services based on Sharia principles has assigned our systems to design and develop a mobile application on multiple platforms, facilitating digital account opening, along with delivering sales insights for optimizing their performance. A Singapore-based high-tech equipment manufacturer has mandated ECNet, our Singapore outfit, to roll out a robust ERP system for its manufacturing operations in Singapore and China. The system will integrate various business processes to deliver financial visibility and operational excellence. Finally, a Singapore-based company, again, providing security solutions and services across Asia, has engaged iBase Singapore to implement a comprehensive ERP solution to automate their back-end operations in Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, and the Philippines. About our headcount, in the last quarter, we have increased the headcount by approximately 25, that is, from technical headcount of 1974 to 1997. Utilization, unfortunately, decreased a little from 78.6% to 74.6%. on an annual basis by geography, the United States territory contributes to 58.4% of the revenue. Europe, 19.8% of, say, 20%. Southeast Asia, 18.3%. And the rest of the world gives us about 3.5%. As far as the client concentration is concerned, our top 10 clients that contribute to our revenues are in the range of 35%, and with the largest client contributing approximately 6%. With that brief overview of our operations, I will now hand you back to Mr. Reki Singh, our chairman, for his closing comments.
Thank you, General Baldev Singh. We had a soft quarter, quarter one. However, we have a decent funnel across all businesses, and I feel positive about the business. Software engineering continues to be the growth engine, where we partner with customers in their digital transformation. We are confident to be in 12% plus margin trajectory like 2016 in coming quarters. The recent rupee appreciation is impacting our margins, which we are trying to mitigate through conservative hedges and improvement in productivity. Our focus for 2017 is to partner with clients in building robust and agile digital ecosystems. We continue to invest in building capabilities around analytics, cloud, mobility, and IoT around our focused verticals. We are maintaining a strong balance sheet to invest for organic as well as inorganic growth. That brings us to the end of our presentation today, and we will hand you back to the organizers for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, if you'd like to ask a question, you may press star and one. First question is from the line of Mohan Swamy, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. So just wanted to understand, in the product outsourcing business, are we facing headwinds? Because there are some other companies like Persistent Systems, they clearly are facing a negative growth there, outsourced product development. So what is the outlook for that business, and what proportion of our revenues come from that?
Yes, Mr. Swamy, this is Nand.
Yeah.
The product outsourcing business, we call it for engineering business, is the main business we have. And fortunately, we are getting a lot of growth. And in fact, this is the core business what we have. And this is the primary business which we do out of our Noida center and out of our development center in Romania, Poland, and Moldova.
Okay.
So we are seeing good traction in that. And I think we are able to grow close to 10% year on year in this. And our clients are sticky and long-term clients. We see a lot of stickiness in them. Most of the growth and the new clientage is getting in this business only.
Okay, okay. And the typical clients are product companies, IT technology companies, or they are any corporate?
Most of the clients are ISV, that is the software companies, but we have other clients also, but I think the focus is on ISV customers, which are doing investment for this.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Mohan, if I may add, this is Pandeep Singh.
Sure.
With President Trump's policies in America, and this is my personal view, resource availability in U.S. is likely to decrease significantly.
Okay.
Even the H-1B stamped visa qualified people are seemingly going to reduce in the U.S.
Okay.
So this void has to be filled by somebody. And my personal assessment about the situation is that this is going to result in more people coming offshore, and that is the business that we are in as our system. I see possible chances of growth in business this year.
Okay. But with less people on site, can this business be executed conveniently? Because I believe for digital businesses, initially we need more people on site. So is there a challenge there?
We have a model where we sell to our clients 20-80, that is 20% onshore and 80% offshore.
Okay.
And that is only for the initial stages of a new engagement.
Okay.
Subsequently, for giving price advantage to the clients, we reduce that 20% to even less and increase the offshore content more.
Sure.
This is unlikely to change as I see. Even in the digital space, this model, I believe, should work, and we are continuing to promote this model.
Sure, sir. That is.
We should get treated towards offshore only, that is our belief.
Yes. Yeah. That's my considered assessment.
Yeah, I think that's a fair situation. Fair. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in later.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants. If you'd like to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Oh, we have next question from the line of Mohan Swamy, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, since nobody is asking, basically, if you see the rest of the IT industry, they seem to be downsizing a bit at the lower end. And so the net employee addition may not be significant, but we are actually adding people after a long time. So does that indicate that we are obviously fairly confident of growth despite quarterly volatility, I'm sure, which will be there?
This goal is based on a visible pipeline.
Sure. That
we have added people to our international headquarters at Noida.
Okay.
This is on a visible pipeline. That is why you find the numbers have been added, the utilization is dropped. And this is our pay time to nurture these resources for a visible pipeline. So it is the ramp-up cost that we'll have to go through. My view is that all these guys will get billed sooner than later.
Okay.
And I think, Mohan Krishnaswamy, the larger companies are under pressure.
Correct.
Because, you know, when you're at such a large size, to keep growing at that rate is a little challenge. So which is why probably they are downsizing and laying off.
Correct. Fair enough. I think that's that seems to be the issue. But I think even the ticket sizes of orders are coming down. So it probably favors smaller companies the next few years than the big ticket larger companies. Is it a fair assessment? I mean, I think
we believe so also.
Yeah, as we have earlier also said that in this OPD engagement or ISV engagement, the business starts with, 5 to 7 kind of resources, but slowly gets picked up you make a product, then you service it, then you maintain it, and then yearly renewal, then one phase, second phase. Stickiness is there, but as you said, starting with the few resources, but ultimately we are the only client. I mean, our out of our top 10 clients, I would say the top 5 or 6 clients would have started with very, very small, and now they are one of the top 10 clients. This is the beauty of this business.
And many companies are having utilization rates upwards of 85%. So you think at some point we can reach there once we reach steady state billing with all clients?
See, it is very easy to increase utilization, I'm telling you. But I tell you what happens. A company like us, when we get a new customer, if we do not have a bench or if we do not have resources in hand, you know, it's difficult to recruit immediately. So we have, we are also stated that between 75% to 77% is a sweet spot. We are close to 75. We have reached up to 78 also. But anything around 75, I think it is good, because then you have some strength and, you know, available, and you can immediately, you know, nurture the client. And this quarter, somehow, you know, there are some delay in start of new project. Some project got postponed to Q2. But I would tell you, you know, it's easy to achieve 80%, but then, you know, you face dearth of resources when the new business comes. So 75%, 76%, in my opinion, is optimal. I think 1 or 2% plus minus will happen depending on the quarter-specific situation.
Sure. That's useful. That's useful. Perfect. Okay, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. Participants, if you have a question, you may press star and 1. We have follow-up questions on the line of Mohan Swamy, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just coming back on our dividend policy, I think clearly, rightly so, we have moved to the buyback route. So obviously there is a timeline for that. So is it safe to assume that we might go in that path going forward also, and obviously enhance shareholder value?
The buyback and dividend, they both affect way to reward the shareholders. If you see that in 2006 we did a buyback, 2015 also we did a buyback. So I don't want to give any commitment or anything, but I think if we can do something which is a tax-friendly distribution as long as done within legal means, why not? But I'm not giving any commitment to this.
Sure. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand over the conference to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I want to thank everybody for being a part of this conference. Thank you very much for all your questions and suggestions. Good day.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of our systems, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.